There's a shortage of jobs all over the country and in Hollywood, too.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. For the Obama administration, it is on to plans C, D, and maybe E today as Democrats try to get a jobs bill through the United States Senate. One bill that would have sent money to states for teachers and firefighters was again blocked by Republicans. Now, the effort to create jobs spans, of course, the entire country. And on the West Coast, Tinseltown isn't quite as sparkly in the employment department as in years past, because California's economy is suffering and television producers are moving their sets to other places. Tim Malloy is TV editor at TheWrap.com. He's with us now from New York. Hey, Tim.
Hi, glad to be here.
You know, your story today focuses on TV jobs, and you say there was a record number of pilots, TV pilots, filmed last year, and yet not a whole lot of job creation here in California. What's going on?
Right. The problem is, even though there are more pilots being produced, what's not being produced are dramas in Los Angeles. And dramas are really the big job creators because they're such much bigger productions. They require more scripts, more actors oftentimes, and a lot of location shoots, which just creates jobs and jobs.
The film industry, of course, took a big hit during the financial crisis, and I know studios slashed a lot of jobs and cut back on production. Where are we now in that realm of the entertainment sector?
Well, my colleague Brent Lang reported yesterday that 126,300 people are now employed in the motion picture and video industry, which is actually up from when the recession started. The problem is, as you said, the number of films being produced is contracting, and the film industry, like the television industry, is suffering from runaway production. It might not be the best time to be in television in Los Angeles, for example, but it's a great time to be in television in New Mexico or New York or Georgia.
There's all sorts of uncertainty in the economy, we know, and we've got the Eurozone crisis and the deadlock in Washington. How does that trickle into the TV and film industry, do you think?
I think the most obvious way that it trickles down is in the form of tax incentives. I mean, when state budgets are crunched, it's a lot harder to come up with tax cuts for anyone. And Hollywood is perhaps not the easiest candidate to make a case for because, you know, we have this impression of Hollywood as really well-off people driving around in convertibles or whatever, looking cool. and they don't seem that sympathetic compared to, you know, school kids.
Tim Malloy, TV editor for TheWrap.com. Tim, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now. The Dow is up nearly 2%, 227 points at 11,768. The NASDAQ is up about 1.5%. The S&P 500 up nearly 2% today. General Electric said today profit rose by 57% in the last quarter. The Wall Street Journal says Groupon plans to raise as much as $621 million in its initial public offering, less than the company had originally hoped for. Here in Los Angeles today, one of the world's biggest media conglomerates is holding its annual shareholders meeting. A group of dissident News Corp investors will be pushing for CEO Rupert Murdoch to give up some of his power after the UK phone hacking scandal. Well, efforts in Europe to solve the debt crisis are in disarray at the moment. There was supposed to be a plan by Sunday to address the crisis, but Germany and France say they're not going to be able to bridge their differences in time. So the two countries are calling for a second meeting next week. Reporter Christopher Worth has more from London.
One of the biggest sticking points dividing Germany and France, how big will losses be on bad Greek debt? Germany wants banks and other private investors to take a bigger hit. France believes that will make problems worse. At the same time, the two countries remain divided over whether the European Central Bank should be used to increase the power of the Eurozone's Financial Stability Fund. But as European leaders dither, Cinzia Alcidi of the Center for European Policy Studies says this time there's no room for mistakes.
If there is delay and in the end the solution that is proposed is considered as insufficient, then we could find ourselves again in a situation of extremely high pressure.
And by high pressure, she means that borrowing costs for countries like Italy and Spain will rise immediately and threaten the stability of the Eurozone. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Today in Melbourne, Australia, police broke up an Occupy Wall Street protest, dragging demonstrators out of a plaza in the city. But a much different scene in Seattle, Washington, where protesters are being offered free or discounted goods and services from businesses there. Vanessa Romo of Station KPLU has more.
It's 5 o'clock in Seattle's Westlake Park, the heart of the local Occupy Wall Street movement. Brad Tutmark pulls up and gets out of his car with two free pizzas. Suddenly, he's surrounded by a crowd of protesters looking for a slice.
So you guys can have the pizza.
Yeah,
so there we go. There you go.
It's for you guys.
Tutmark works for local pizzeria Big Mario's. It's been providing pizzas for the protesters for about a month.
Oh, I'm definitely part of the 99%.
David Meinert owns Big Mario's. He says small businesses like his are suffering because they can't get bank loans and credit. To show his solidarity, Meinert gave away pizzas during the first week of the protest. That's now morphed into discount on pies ordered on behalf of the occupiers. An alliance of small businesses around the country are making similar donations to their local protests. But is it really all for the cause or just good marketing?
It's not super profitable for us. You know, it might be some positive marketing in a way, but it's really just a support.
Back at Westlake Park, protesters like David Smith dismiss the idea their movement is being co-opted by commercial interests.
I've gone to Big Mario's before, but I'm not going to go more often just because they've been donating pizzas.
They would, however, like a few more toppings. In Seattle, I'm Vanessa Romo for Marketplace.
And finally, the North Bend High School marching band in Oregon is going casual. The school's trying to raise $35,000 for new uniforms. The old ones are in pretty bad shape. So the band director says members can wear T-shirts, knit caps, and jeans, which could be a great thing. Now they can play on, say, the casual and chic west side of L.A., and they'd fit in with all the cool kids. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
For most, Friday is the end of a long, hard week. But for us, we're just getting started.
The policies that were put forward, they are get-back-to-work policies.
Well, I would love to see a massive, big stimulus.
Greece is kind of like a big, giant subprime borrower without a loan modification plan.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Weekly Wrap. Everything you need to know about the week's big economic news and oh so much more. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.